Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, who keep it truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter number 320, the stanzas 1 through 5. Ye gates of peace and joy untold, ye gates of righteousness unfold. And what follows, 320, the 5 stanzas.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading is out of Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Luke 19, 1 through 10. First we read the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke chapter 19. Verses 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Thus far the reading of the scriptures. We have to remember in prayer congregation Mrs. Hermina Hubrechtse, who has been dismissed from the hospital and has returned to Bethesda. Zoré, 13-month-old daughter from Mr. and Mrs. Johan Klok, who has been admitted to the Calgary Children's Hospital with E. coli. Myranda Vandenberg, who is still in the Lethbridge Hospital, and Mr. and Mrs. Quinn and Margaret van Lire, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. Lord, a new week, the first day of that new week, gather together at thy place of worship, to have the two or three gathered in thy name. And oh, could it be that it were 200 or 300 and even more in the knowledge of that name of a triune God. There are millions who are not able to mention those three names, so ignorant, so blind, so unknown about that one thing needful. And they need the same. That's for all, for each individual, the same requirement. But then just a handful, also in this province of the nation of Canada, a handful who are not deceived on the way to eternity by the false doctrine, but who may receive death in Adam and life in Christ in the preaching of the true doctrine. That is our request and supplication for this hour, that here or there, that arrow laid aside by thee already will be driven into that heart, can also be a young heart. And when that happens, we have that scriptural example of that man. They had to carry him out because he was severely wounded. And if that happens spiritual wise, then we need a physician. And we need medication. That is the work of thy dear son, that great physician, spiritual wise. Oh, that he may have his patience among us. And that there may be this morning one who is helped by that physician. Could there be more than one? Also for our dear boys and girls, the youth of the congregation. As for them, is much available. in all kinds of ways and opportunities to keep them busy with nothing and to neglect and to forget that one thing needful of which they bear the signs on their forehead. Then we beseech thee, Lord, build thy church out of them and give them to see the real value of what the world is, but then also their happiness and the great felicity of thy people. We have the example so nice in the Old and in the New Testament. There was a Ruth and an Orpah, and they had the same mother-in-law. And it came to a farewell, as they were widows already, and one was not able to say farewell. And that didn't happen. The other did. But she cleaved unto her, unto her mother-in-law, becoming one of the mothers of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, that can still happen today. That will happen till the last one is converted, when all the names of that book of life has been touched by thee, then the end will be there. Oh, that we beseech thee for this flock, where always our memories are going back, where we had to establish it with our consistory, and that we got a new congregation and a new building, but an old doctrine, that doctrine of the past, and how so many happened already since that time. Oh, visit us. Teach us. Convert us. More is not necessary. And all what is less, that is not enough. Open to that hand the scriptures and give the support of the errands and the hearse, who were also for thy servant so necessary. We command widowers, widows, empty places of dear ones, also children. We command cases of sickness at home or in the hospital, or who have to visit often their doctors. Oh, remember them also, and sanctify those ways which can be so difficult. And remember them who are lonely. Remember also handicapped ones. Be with the churches worldwide. Visit thy people. Oh, they cannot deny that from time to time they may receive a little visit. And it is not every day and not every week. But when it happens, then it is all renewed. Then they may know it again, that they belong to that flock and to that shepherd of that flock. Then we beseech thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, put in this morning thy footstep among us. Increase that number in the way of true regeneration and conversion. Help the brothers, elders and deacons. Help them also to help their minister. We command this brethren to thee also in his labors. Use him as a tool in thy hands, and that for all the brothers in North America, but also in Europe. May we receive this morning a visit from above. That cannot be because one of us. That is only possible because of him who is sitting at the right hand of thee, the Father. And it is his own word unto thee that thou hearest him always. Make it so well this morning. What would it be a wonder? Leaving the building different as the way how we entered it. Oh, thou art still that God who has other sheep of that fold and to gather them in. Help us then, Lord, with the brothers, elders and deacons, with all the consistories here in the far west. Remember them also other places on earth. Gladden us by thy deeds. Let nothing hinder us. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Let us continue by singing number 215, the stanzas 1 through 6, all the stanzas. O come, my people, to my law, attentively give ear. And what follows, 215, stanzas 1 through 6, and in the meantime, your offering will be received. Beloved congregation, what is it a privilege that we may have the first day of the week, distinguished, set apart of the other days, and that beside the works of necessity, we may have a day of rest. Also sitting in your bench or listening at home to a sermon that is rest, that is to lay down what is allowed to lay down and then just to have your homes, to have your meals, to have one another. Although there are widowers, there are widows, there are empty places among children, among brothers and sisters. But yet, you may have not after 60 days, but after 6 days you may have every time again a day of rest. And we spent that day in our homes, but also in our churches. And that is, according to scriptures, as you read it in the Old Testament, that they were as Israelites distinguished and set apart of the Gentiles. But also in the New Testament, when like Paul, and you have his journey so nice in the back of your Psalter, how he traveled and where he came, they were all Gentiles. That was for the first time that they hear something about God. And that the Lord gave him such a blessing that while he spoke, think about Lydia, that the Lord opened during that speaking, that business lady, and they were at the riverside, was no church or anything, no pulpit, even no written Bible as we have, but she gave attention to what Paul was preaching. And I think, before this morning you left your home, that if there is still a father in the family, that he prayed to the Lord for attention. And attendance, both. Both. And it is not wrong when we may come home, boys and girls, if you still have a father and mother. Well, it is now your turn. You may give that sermon back in your own words. And if you train them, you will be amazed what they can reproduce of a sermon. And the places where they do it, you see it on catechism class, confession class. They are not stranger in the Bible, but they know the word of God as far as the Lord has given it. And your coming every Sunday morning is to hear what the Spirit has to say and to the churches. And if we may come that far this evening and it is time to go to bed, as we told that more often to you, and you still have one another, did you got something today? Yes, I did. Oh, yeah? May I know what it is? And if then he or she is able to bring that back a little bit, to reproduce it, oh, you say, I am jealous upon you. because the Monday is coming. And we know the week is ending on Saturday, not on Sunday. But the Monday is coming. And you meet again your colleagues and they have the stories about you, whatever they do. Hunting, biking, or so much shopping. And yeah, that's how they, is it a problem for you? Yes, it is. Oh, why? Well, this comes to an end, your shopping. You mean they stop? No. God will stop you. When the end is there, then you have to meet him. And you don't go back for another opportunity. Where the tree falleth, there it will remain. Is the government of Canada aware of this? Yeah. We don't know. We hope. We hope. Because that's the essential part of their ruling. The Bible. And the God of that Bible. Oh, congregation. From Genesis to Revelation, that is God speaking to us. And you can have, when we had our trial sermons in Rotterdam, under the leading of your ministers, and all the other students are listening to, in the church, and then you just cross the street, then you have the building of the theological school, sit all around the table, and then each one under the leading of, in that time, the late reverend here, each one has to give in a couple minutes his comments about that sermon of his fellow student. Oh, man, they tear you in pieces. Spiritual wise, that forgotten. That text was not the right one. And you go home, you think, I never, never will be a minister. But it goes through that way. And if you may receive that position in a congregation, and you have the privilege that there are experienced ones, and you do not meet them all on Monday, but sometimes you meet them. Yeah, you spoke about that text, yeah, yeah. Reverend, actually I was waiting for something, but you never told it me. And that is, and then they give their opinion about that text. Yeah. Then you have not so much comments. And you go home. And you say, Lord, it is so impossible. And it is. But what is impossible with man is possible with God. That's also this morning for the preaching and the listening. Luke 19, our text. And the verses 1 through 10, congregation. Of which we only read verse 10. So Luke 19, the verses 1 through 10. In that verse 10 it says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost thus far. The Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus, where he comes across. And then 3 points. His wealth. Secondly, his length. Thirdly, where he brings his purpose and his blessing. So the Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus, where he comes across his wealth, we read that in the scriptures. He was rich. You read that in verse 2. He was rich. Are you rich? Well, I may not say no. I was blessed as a farmer, as a trucker. You can call many things. To be rich, is that not our intention, more or less? But we know there is also a spiritual wealth. And now he being rich, his wealth, by my second point, his length. Verse 3. Because he was little of stature. You say, has that to do anything with the Bible? Yeah. Little of stature, that is your growth. And there are sometimes parents concerned about the children. They say, doctor, I do not see much development. Is something maybe wrong? The growth and everything? Little of stature. But that is here the Lord's doing, and we have people who are little of stature. We never have to mock with them. Be very careful. Can also be long, that's also possible, but he little of stature. So his wealth and his length. And my other two points, his purpose and his blessing. Because when it says in that chapter 19, the Lord, he passed that place, verse 5, looked up and saw him, and then out of the mouth of Christ, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Our theme was the Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus. Here you read that. I must abide at thy house. And then where he comes across his wealth, his length, but also where he brings his purpose. I must abide in thy house. And then he made haste and came down, verse 6, and received him joyfully. And then when they saw it, people around it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Because his life was, he was chief among publicans. And how did he become rich? Yeah, can you say by stealing? He became rich being smart, being powerful. And that was then also, so to speak, his success. But when we say where he brings, so in that house, and it says in verse 8, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So when we say his purpose and his blessing, Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. See, when he was so rich, my hearers, it says in verse 2, he was rich, but the wealth spiritual wise is not with money or with land or with homes. No, that is when we get to know the Lord. And when the Lord is also making entrance into our heart. where he brings his purpose, but also his blessing. When the Lord says, this day is salvation, come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. There has to something to take place in his life, that he cannot live by the wealth of the world, but by the things of the Lord, and therefore his blessing, our fourth point. So these 4 points, the Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus, where he comes across his wealth, his length, verse 3, but also where he brings his purpose and his blessing, where the Lord brings his purpose and his blessing. So our first point, his wealth, and that is also clear written in the Bible, verse 2, he was rich. And that is something that concerns all of us. Because you all are busy. Think about the farmers, the truckers, carpenters, and so many jobs that you have your income. And maybe you try, boys and girls, to save some money too. To become rich, not right away to become rich, but just not to lose it. And in that respect, it's always nice if we still have a father and mother. And if you may have your work, that you may know, and that they may know, what is your income and what is now that you give to your parents, if you still have parents, and what is now your portion, and what are you doing with your portion. You say to save and then to become maybe rich. Is that forbidden? No. But if we want to become rich and we have not any eye for the people beside us, when in that respect our eyes are closed, then something is wrong. We have to distribute, if necessary, in our own environment, in our own family, and you never know how welcome that can be when it comes on the right time and on the right place. There was once a man, farmer, and coming home after a funeral, and then a couple days later they came together about, how to distribute, how to share what is left. That was quite an amount. And then he came home with that amount. And then he called his children and laid that on the table. He said, now I want you all to fold your hands and to close your eyes. And then we shall ask the Lord that this money will not receive the wings of an eagle, because then it is soon gone. And to give more details about it, that was a man, he had a boat, he was a skipper. He had his trade on the rivers. He was not rich. And when they sat around it, he says, now we will ask the Lord if he will bless this money. And his engine in that boat was wrong, did not go well anymore. He says that we shall ask if the Lord will spend it for us. And he bought a revised engine, and they placed that in that boat. And that engine turned about 36 or 38 years without any damage. then the blessing of the Lord is resting upon your combine, tractor, car, farm. You can fill it in. To need him, to have that help and that assistance from above. Boys and girls, do you listen? That you shall not waste your money with things which are worthless. He was rich. The Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus, where he comes across his wealth, was our first point. And what do we have to do if we meet that? Or if it happens and you receive money, that can happen by heritage or other things, business-wise, then always to be dependent upon the Lord how to spend it. But not only his wealth, our second point, his length. Because in verse 3, there we read, and he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was of little stature. You say, has that to do with the Bible and with the way how you walk and so on, your appearance, little of stature? The one's growth is different as the other. And when it says here, first he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. So that's something for him not easy. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. So he had the desire to see the Lord. And you say, yeah, that is outwardly, that is material. But then we read in verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Or he saw him from eternity already. And said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. Where we say, where he comes across his wealth, his land, but also where he brings his purpose. And what is now his purpose? That is what you read in verse 5. For today I must abide at thy house. Who? Christ. The Lord Jesus. That he came in your house already. Are you married? Is your husband converted? Or the other way? May you have children who have received the new heart. Is that sometimes the question at the table? We said so often, when you read the Bible while you have your meal, take a couple minutes after the reading, and if you may have children, then you ask them some questions about what you have read to them. And if you make that as a custom, you will be amazed how original children can answer a question. They can answer in such a way that they teach you by their answer. That is so important, congregation. Where we say, where he brings, and I said in my third point, his purpose. because today I must abide at thy house. Who says that? The Lord himself. Now, in this climate of speaking, was he ever in your house? Are you married? Is your dear wife converted? Maybe you say, I wished. We love one another deeply, but I cannot give it her. And she says, I cannot give it him. But do you then have the custom, if we may have an evening of this day, that you will ask to one another, did you got something? Because you have not only the body, but also the soul is in that body, and that soul is immortal. You are both with your children on your way to eternity. And congregation, Pixie Butte, now you can know how Canada is, how the United States are, not to talk about Europe. Oh, what is it a great thing? I told that more than once, I know. Forgive me. But I never read my own Bible in home. I always ask their Bible. And as sometimes, you know that already, I know, with wrinkled pages, see here you spilled something, I think. And it can be very sensitive. They say, no, I did not spill. But sometimes, reading the scriptures, then the Lord speaks to me. Did that happen in your life already? Have you heard his voice in the preaching? The Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacchaeus, his purpose. The Lord says, today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Yeah, that was his former life. Listen, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He says if, but you can be sure that it was without if. Because that was his former life. So here is a confession. Here is one honest. And he is honest before the Lord Jesus. Oh, congregation, do we know what that is to become honest before the Lord? Has that ever taken place in your life? Tell me then where that happened. And what happened at that moment? I tell you, on our way to eternity is only one thing required, and that is to become honest before the Lord. But that is also that we are lost, because there we learn that we are without God. Before we know something of God, we learn that we are without God. And if someone is preaching or talking to you, say, I have a question. I heard your sermon and your preaching. Where did it happen in your life that the Lord gave you to talk and to preach? Do you want to know an example? Then I go to that Saul. Not the king with David, but the one of the New Testament. That wild beast persecuting the church was stopped by the Lord congregation. And that stopping by the Lord, when we say his purpose, when the Lord stops us, why is that now? Because he is knowing how we are. He knows our life. But then comes a hitherto. And that is in general under the preaching of the word of God. And then you come home and you say to your family, I am converted. No, you don't say that. But your life is changing. And you begin to seek the solitary places where you are just with yourself. And then to unburden and to unload unto that God. When he says, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. Here you have now that man becomes, he becomes honest. He becomes upright. You have your own minister. And I know he is asking that too. Was there a place where you became honest before the Lord? Is that necessary, Manson? That is necessary. And what is that then, to be honest before the Lord? There you learn that you are a lost soul. And that you have done anything wrong in your thoughts, in your words, and in your deeds, then you become what you are, a lost sinner. That is what happens here. He had never thought before about these things. But now Christ takes him apart. He says, behold, Lord, the half of my goods. He speaks to the Lord in a different way. Oh, may I then ask, in a way, you are also my former congregation. When we accept the call to Lethbridge, in that calling letter were a few lines about the new church in Pixie Butte. I told you that often. And it is all done with the help of the Lord and the help of the consistories and of the people of God on the knees. But then is my question. Where you are now with so many people. You may have your own minister and consistory. But has there now been one word of God in your heart? In your life, can you show me the place where you had to confess your sins to him? Oh, congregation, that is so unforgettable when we become honest before the Lord. There cannot be saying words the way as it happens. There you feel you got the conviction by the Holy Spirit who is a light in your inside and that shows you that you are against God and that you are lost. That there is a breach between you and your Maker and that cannot be healed from man's side. But first you have to learn what that breach is. That is because of your own fault. Now many of us have children. Do you remember when once they did something absolutely wrong and with a lot of damage, and that child itself too is now so upset? What are you then doing? Then first you feel, that is my child. That is my own flesh and blood, a congregation. When the Lord stops the person. Brothers, there is not a greater thing than when he stops a person. That divine hitherto is unforgettable. There you begin to live. Before that you were spiritual dead, but there you begin to live. And then the Lord says, upon this one I will look down, who is of a humble and a poor spirit, that we are as clay in his hands. Oh, what is that a necessity? But why? Well, his purpose, because it says, a half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And the Lord is not saying we hope, or we will see if that happens. No mention. That is immediately accepted by the Lord in verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, what do you think? Has that been a wonder that Christ spoke to him? Yeah. So he did not throw him away. No, no, no. That is not Christ. That man is here so in his misery. And then at that place and in such a situation, only one voice can help us. And I hope, brothers, that you may know that voice of the second person. Because when he comes over a man's life, you shall never forget where that happens. Oh, there is... You have many churches and many religions. And it is Jesus this and Jesus that. And you have not always even the desire to talk about it. Yes, but yeah, you have to do something. I have a question. I hear you talking about Jesus. How did that begin in your life? Did that begin with Jesus? Yeah, I think so. Then is my question, what do you think of the text? Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. So it does not begin with Jesus. That comes behind it. We get to do with God. Oh, do you see my three fingers? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I am afraid. Also for North America and many other places. That so many people don't distinguish that anymore. But you know what the old people used to say? Christ is such a hidden person. Children, do you listen? Maybe you say, Reverend, I do not understand that, but if you still have parents, you may ask it what that means. That we have sinned against God and there is no Jesus at that moment. Of course, there's a triune God. But that soul is then so burdened. Oh, I said that more than once. That sometimes a trucker, he park his car somewhere. And a mother in the kitchen, the same thing. That they fold their hands. And that they speak to that unknown God, but that there's not an unknown God anymore from his sight. But then we need a distinguishment. Who is God? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. He can say that person has received of my Father forgiveness of his sins. And the Father can never give forgiveness of sins or the need to be a surety who did not spare his own son. Oh, listen carefully to the distinguishment of the three persons. That is so necessary in the spiritual life of God's people. And if they get that knowledge of the three persons congregation, that is not milk anymore. No. What is it then? That is strong meat. Yeah. And now we live in a time that we hear it rarely. I do not say it is all taken away, no. But much is missed, congregation. And why do I preach that now? That's for you, for me, yeah, to drive you out of the church, no, to drive you out to God. And then to do what? Then to ask him, Lord, if there is no beginning yet, wilt thou make a beginning? And if there is a beginning, wilt thou give light upon it? And do not think that that happens every day. But when it is the Lord's time, then he gives light upon it again. And then they know it again. How long is it ago that it was reconfirmed? Or does that not happen anymore? That we are a main congregation. Because their people, they learn and they experience that from their sight, it is always too short and it is always wrong. He says, 40 years was I grieved by this people. And now I can't say it all in English, but in Dutch is a nice text about that too. That from their sight they are not becoming better. No. I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good. And you carry that on with you wherever you go. And if you have now the understanding of it, then you can deal with every fellow traveler, every Canadian, every American, you can deal with them about the things of eternity. And take care, congregation and young people, where you are, that they like you. Not because of your religion, but because of your capacity. But take then also care that there is always a moment available in the Lord's time that you can speak to your fellow traveler to eternity about that one thing needful. Why? To overrule him? No, to assist him or her. That in that respect, and that is a statement what I'm going to say, but necessary, even as married ones, that you are free of one another. Yeah, yeah. That is something. And they say, oh, we love one another so much. And I believe it right away. But spiritual-wise, it is always absolutely personal, congregation. Personal. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you then understand in relation to my text? Do you then understand the question? Was you lost already? Yeah, you say you preach that we are lost. Yeah, but did that happen? Did that, was that brought in your heart? Because congregation, outwardly we know it, but inwardly to be lost. And only they who experience it, they can tell you what that means. Oh, there are no words, because it starts with misery. And now after that misery, that wonder, as we mentioned that, that there is forgiveness, that there will be feared all that time. When he reveals himself, they know that what went before it, but they say, now I have seen that there is hope also for me. We have to sing because of the time. Number 100, the stanzas 1 through 4. Forever trusting in the Lord, take heed to do his will. So shalt thou dwell within the land, so shalt thou dwell within the land, and he thy needs shall fill. 101 through 4. the Lord's beneficial stay in the house of Zacharias. Dear hearers, in that respect, if we may know about such a stay, that means that he came over in your life. And that you got to see and to understand something of whom the Lord is. And I hope that you have also your own minister and other ministers in North America, that he will instruct us about who Christ is. And in Dutch we say Godskennis, zelfkennis, and Christuskennis. That is knowledge of God, knowledge of self, but also knowledge of Christ. And it was an older minister, years ago. He said, before the knowledge of the second person, it can still go into two directions. And the elders and deacons and ministers, you go through your congregation. Do never forget that their soul is of the same importance as yours. But you are coming with your office. You have that received of the Lord. And now you have mainly to do two things. I told you that earlier. Is here in this individual a beginning? And there are cases that they dare not to say it themselves. And they cannot believe it, but you notice very well the beginning and how they speak. But they are so afraid to deceive themselves and others. And if that happens in their life and they may believe that there is a beginning, then comes the next thing. How far is the Lord with your soul? We mentioned that more than once he took some of his disciples further into that garden of Gethsemane. Not all. So there always will be difference among God's children and God's servants and office bearers. But oh dear hearers, and I'm just standing in the place of your minister. He says the same thing. It is absolutely necessary that in your lifetime there comes a step of the Lord in your life. And there can be a reading sermon or whatever you have on your shelf. There is so much available. That is a necessity and a requirement. Now you say, I believe that, but I don't know that. I cannot speak about the beginning, although I like to hear the sound preaching. Now in the forbearance of the Lord, you still may live. And not only live, but you are under that true doctrine. Ugh, that it may drive you out. Yeah, but I cannot pray. Teach us to pray. That is what the disciples say to the Lord. Am I here? You still have the time of grace and you have the means of grace. Oh, seek then that God while he is still to be found. And, as it says in the Bible, ye that believe in God, believe also in me. It does not begin with Christ. And I have especially to warn the young people, confession class too. It begins with God. That is exactly what the scripture says. How blind were the disciples for the Son of God? He says once, how long shall I still be with you? When he met their ignorance and their foolish questions and answers. But that was all education. That was all training. And now the longer in that way of education, the blinder they are. And the more poverty spiritual wise. But one thing, you can have sometimes at school that they say, yeah boy, that goes so bad, I think it doesn't go anymore. But have you ever heard that they sent one away from the school? I never heard that. No. Then the teachers, they do their best again to give some education. And if we are now spiritual wise on that training school for eternity congregation, you have your report, eh, boys and girls, there is 8 hopefully or a 9. But God's people have all 0 on that report and never more than a 0. But now though for them he came. The Bible says it's so nice to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you know what that means? Then it is still possible for all of you, boys, children. What possible? To become converted and to be saved. Oh, shall you not give it up, an older youth? Be not found on the places of idleness. And you have them also in your hands, say, today. With all the devices, it steals your time. And it makes a kind of a gap between you and the church. Oh, you do not know. If you will hear after this sermon another one. Eternity is so close by. And widowers and widows, that empty place cannot be filled anymore. Only by him. Only by him. And dear children of the Lord, there is such a great, great wonder that has taken place. He has stopped you. And he brought you from the broad way upon the narrow way. And now you have your desire to be with that people. But you also have to learn, they cannot give you anything. The Lord can use them. But it's always a personal matter. Ah, then I hope, as it says in the Bible, he must increase and I must decrease. A congregation that is for the flesh heart, because we are lovers of self. Oh, that sits so deep in us. But it needs just to go the other way. When that Paul says, wretched man that I am, that was not before his conversion, but in his conversion. And now for those people, for that kind of people he came. I have to close. Oh, may the Lord help your minister and elders and deacons. May ye have among you the nearness of the Lord. And I know not one case, but if there are maybe confrontations, solve it. Better today than tomorrow. And if there is a beginning, and there is always people They covered that, and they shunned that, and they denied that. But office bearers, don't give it up. That is sometimes deeper down at the beginning of the Lord. And I know a case, I told you that. That one, when it was again a visitation. No, I have nothing and I am nothing. But they felt something else. And then later on it came out that he was denying the work of God. And that is a dangerous work. Yeah. Now you grieve your maker. Oh yes. Oh how much he has to do with his wicked people. It mentioned that several times of Paul when he says, wretched man, that not I was, but that I am. And that will never be different. But I may comfort that people hereafter. Hereafter you will have it. Oh, they say to a mother, the children, mother, why do we not hear you so often? That you are singing. Oh, she says, children, here, I have so much that brings me down, but there they will hear me. Oh, can you then understand that as a minister standing in front of your people, you want to have that for all your members? Because the other side, that is, where the worm dieth not and the fire will not be quenched. Is there a third possibility? No. No. Oh, it is heaven or hell. It is life or it is death. That he brings you to that right choice. Picture that he brings you dead. And then you cannot talk right away. But then the fruits of your life will show it. And that people will notice it. We say so often to the confession class, you have the best papers, but show them. Tell your fellow traveler to eternity what is necessary, but also what is available. Amen. Lord, in spite of thousands of shortcomings, there was a little stammering this morning about the things of thee and the things of eternity. And is our request and supplication that it may have pierced the ears, that it may have touched the hearts, our immortal souls. We lay this flock before thee, who art in heaven, but also upon earth. Also them who are lonely, there are widowers and widows. There are handicapped children whom we cannot reach, but they need the same thing. Help their minister, our brother. Help the elders and deacons. Give them the exercises of true saving faith. May they be as a city on a hill. Also as the other churches too. Remember worldwide thy people. Governments as well. It is extremely dark. But one beam from above. One light, one star who is twinkling. Then we can go on. And then there will come a time that it is here done. And there they will meet one another. They will meet the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a prospect. What a future. convert and Lord what is unconverted. And where there is a beginning, will thou proceed. Bring each one safely home. Even when there is nobody to meet us, we command them unto thee as well. Hear us for thy beloved Son, who is at thy right hand, and of whom one step of exaltation is not yet done, that he comes on the clouds, and all eye will see him. Prepare us for his sake. Amen. Our closing Psalter is 427, 5 and 8. And I thought I read Mrs. Hermina Hubrechts already, dismissed from the hospital, returned to Bethesda, and then 13-month-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Johan Klok, admitted to Calgary Children's Hospital, and Miranda Vandenberg, still in the Lembers Hospital, and Quinn and Margaret van Lire, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. 427, 5 and 8. receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.